This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
There are still some people out there that love God. Not very many, but unfortunately there is some. But what really gets me is so many of us that are in the church that say we love God, we're not here, we're not in church, and we're not walking in a God kind of love. I'm going to tell you something. This book, if you read this book, it's scary. Let me ask you a question. It shouldn't be a question that I have to ask. But how many of you want to go to heaven when you die? Let me ask it another way then. How many of you believe when you die you're going to heaven? How many of you know you're living in heaven already right now? Because you're a daughter or son of the King, right? You're really already in the third heaven with God as a born-again child of God. You're already a child of God. So I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 2. We're going to talk about some things here the Lord laid on my heart. Father, as we read the Word, I ask you to move and do great and mighty things and give us great revelation from your Word as we read it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Don't let the things of God slip from you. Take heed. You know, these really take heed in the things you hear about the kingdom of God or the things you read and lock onto them. Hold on to them. Don't let them get away from you. Because they will. They will. It's so easy for the devil to deceive you and get you out of the will of God. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now then, if you're not willing to teach people about the salvation of Christ and how awesome it is, and many Christians today have never led a human being to Christ, have never said anything about it, and the reason they can't say anything about it is because their lifestyle does not exemplify Christ. You're living like the devil where you are. You're a Christian. You say you're a Christian. And this is what you tell me when I minister to you. You start having all kinds of problems. You're having sickness, disease, all these kind of problems. And I ask you the question, are you married? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm married. Have any children? Oh, yeah, yeah, maybe. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. It doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Well, are you walking holy before God? Well, I'm doing the best I can. Well, what do you mean, the best you can? Do you smoke? Oh, well, yeah, I smoke, you know, but I enjoy smoking. Do you drink a little? Well, I don't get drunk but once a week. Yeah. Do you go to church? Well, sometimes. I try to, you know. Do you read the Word? Oh, let's see. My Bible. Where'd I leave that? Have you stopped beating your wife yet? Loaded question, isn't it? No or yes. Either way, you're condemned. You know? But you'd be amazed at the women out there that the husbands are beating up on their wives. And some of them not just doing it physically, but they're doing it They're doing it with their mouth. They're beating up on them. They're not loving their wives. They're treating them like an animal. And they want to know why they got all these problems. And, well, have you ever committed adultery on your wife? I already know we're in trouble when they hesitate to answer that question. And I says, and then I've had men say, well, no, I've never really committed adultery on my wife. And I said, you never committed adultery on her? But I said, how many times have you thought about it? Well, I guess every time I see another woman, almost, especially a pretty one. When I see, as far as God is concerned, you are guilty of adultery, whether you committed the act or not. But many of those men will tell me, oh yeah, I've committed adultery on my first wife 6 times, on my second one 12 times, on my third one 14 times, and on my fifth one, you know. I know y'all are not pastors. You probably don't hear these kind of stories like I do. But I hear these kind of stories. Are you really a Christian? Oh, yeah. You mean you don't do those kind of things? No. You don't smoke? No. You don't drink? No. You never have? No. You don't cuss? No. You don't go to bars and hang out? You don't get drunk? No. What do you do for fun? What do you do for fun? You know, isn't that amazing? That, I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but that stuff that I'm talking about, that doesn't sound like fun to me. You know what the consequences of all those things are? Boy, you better hope that's fun, because if you say you're a Christian, you're living like that, guess what? Guess where you're going to wind up? Somebody said, I'm going to heaven. Let me tell you, there ain't not one chance you're going to get to heaven living like that. You better really have fun. Somebody said, well, now, wait a minute, Thurman, I'm washed in the blood. Okay, he said, we need to lay hold of these things. I'm going to go back just a few verses to something here, and I'm going to read a scripture out of Galatians chapter 5 to you. I'm going to go back to Galatians chapter 5. And I want you to see something that a lot of people don't believe. But it's written in the Word of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, or these. The works of the flesh are adultery. So every time you commit adultery, you get off into the flesh. And he said, and fornication. Now, adultery is, of course, sex after you're married with somebody else that's not your wife. And fornication is when you have sex with someone when you're not married. But either one, it's having sex with somebody you're not married to. Then uncleanliness, all kinds of wicked things. Lasciviousness, and that's even worse wicked things. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance or emulations or jealousies, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you before, or in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you say you're a Christian, and you're even going to church once in a while, and you're living in all of these things, guess what? I don't want to be you when the time comes and you die on this earth and you stand before the King. Because you know what he may just do to you? He may say, I don't know who you are. You didn't do what I said. You didn't obey me. You didn't walk in love. My kingdom was a kingdom of love. Now then, he says, you really better have enjoyed those drunken brawls. You better have really enjoyed those adulteries. You better really have enjoyed those, because where you're going, that's what everybody there loved. But you ain't going to get to witnessed or ministered to none of them, I'm going to put you in a lake of fire and torment, and I'm going to send a bunch of worms to eat your flesh off of you, and I'm going to send a bunch of demons to stab you and jab you and persecute you. And then when they eat the flesh off of you, they're going to regurgitate it and put it back on you, and then they're going to chew it off of you again. And the worms don't ever die. Now, how many of you want to go to a place like that? Oh, nobody held up their hand that time. Well, for the people that live like these things we just read, this is where he says they're going. If you don't inherit the kingdom of God, where else is there to go? The kingdom of hell. So you better stop hanging out in the bars. You better stop drinking. You better stop smoking. You better stop cussing. You better stop committing all those things, those evil, unclean acts. Because if you do, that's where you're going to go. Now look what he says. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, by the apostles? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders. Is it amazing in the church today how few signs and wonders there are? It's amazing to me that I was in a church for 40 plus years and never one time saw a sign or a wonder. Never. Something wrong with that, isn't there? If you never see a sign or a wonder. I think about the little lady one day that came right here to this church. She came in at Bible study time. By the way, we have Bible study every Tuesday night from 7 till 9. And somebody had told her about it. And she walked in that door, and I'm putting the chairs out. And she said, "Sir, do you have Bible study here tonight?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, starting at 7 o'clock. Well, she said, "Good. Somebody told me about this place." And she said, I want to come tonight. And she said, "But I wanted to know if I had time to go get a hamburger, because," said, "I have this terrible headache. I've not eaten today," and said, "I have a terrible headache." I said, "Oh, you have a headache?" I said, "How would you like to get rid of the headache before you go to have something to eat?" Well, she said, "But I took something, but nothing works." I said, "But you hadn't tried Jesus yet, have you?" She said, "What do you mean?" I walked over to this little girl I ain't never seen before in my life and walked up and put my hands on her head on both sides and began to rebuke the devil of pain and commanded him to get his filthy hands off of her in the name of Jesus. I mean, I shook her a couple of times. She didn't know what I was doing. And I thought, I bet she thought, "What have I got myself into?" Is that what you would have thought? Probably. And then I turned her loose and I said, "Now, young lady, you can go get something to eat. You don't have a headache." She said, "You're right. It's gone." I said, "No problem. Just the devil. And I have power over the devil." I said, "Now go get something to eat." So she went and had something to eat. About 7, her and her friend walked back in. She said, "Wow, this is awesome. No headache. I enjoyed my hamburger." How much power do we have over the devil? Hey, you can kick him out in the name of Jesus. You know, you don't have to suffer. All you got to do is find a man of faith. If you haven't seen a sign or a wonder lately, you hadn't been to the Living Savior Church.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.